Last week, New Yorkers were shocked by allegations of sexual misconduct against then-Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. During a stop in Plattsburgh Thursday, 115th District Assemblyman D. Billy Jones described how he learned about the allegations against his fellow Democrat and his thoughts in the aftermath.
I had just gotten back to my room from session, actually, and somebody had text messaged me and said, "Hey, did you see the article?" Of course, we were all looking at the article and read the article, and actually had went out to a dinner with a few of my colleagues, and it was funny. We were watching the progression of it, and I think by the time we got done dinner, we had seen the statement that he had resigned, so... Obviously, any kind of violence towards women or towards anybody is unacceptable. I'm happy that for his quick resignation when those details came to light. But it's a sad day. It really is a sad day for New York. It's a sad day when our top law enforcement official in New York, deals with these allegations, or these allegations are brought before him. And I, along with many of my colleagues, are calling for a complete and thorough investigation into this. And now we have to, as far as the office itself, we have to move on. But it's very sad. There's no place for it. I'm glad to see the resignation that came with it, because really, there's just no place for that, especially when you're in a position of authority like he was.
You mentioned moving forward. Leader Hasty is putting together committees to look at the possibility of appointing someone, etc. The GOP is not necessarily cooperating with that. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you'll be participating in any way with Hasty's efforts?
We are fulfilling our obligation in the Constitution, and that gives it tells the legislature that they have to fulfill this obligation, and we're going through the steps to fulfill this obligation. We're doing our jobs, basically. So we'll have to see where that leads. We have started the process, and I agree with the speaker in that we have to start the process, and we'll have to see what comes out during this process.
What do you make of the GOP not cooperating, basically?
Well, I mean, that's their prerogative, I guess, but hopefully they'll come around and at least participate in some function in the process. But we need to do our jobs. The Constitution does say the legislature shall step up and fulfill an obligation to get somebody in that office, but we're very early on in the process, and we'll have to see where that leads, because there is an election this year, and we'll have to see. I just don't want to undermine in any way the lady that's in there now. I'm trying to do her job. I know it's under difficult circumstances, but I don't know her. But she has a very impressive resume, and I think we need to do everything we can not to impede on the work that she's trying to do as well.
Are there any folks that you see that would make good candidates for Attorney General?
I know of a lot of people that would step up and do a fabulous job as Attorney General. Am I going to give you those names right now? Probably not.
The other thing, the Chateauguay prison is up for sale. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for the community? You're from Chateauguay.
Yeah, that facility, I fought hard when I was a county legislator representing Chateauguay. Chateauguay is my hometown, as you mentioned. Fought hard to keep that facility open. It was a sad day when they did close, because I do believe that even with all the changes that are going through in the correction system in New York and here across the country, I felt that prison was one of the newer facilities in this state, It did serve a purpose, and what we are doing now in the correctional system, in the New York State correctional system. I think the process has taken too long to get it back on the market. I don't want to point any fingers in particular, but I believe with any of these state facilities, whether it be correctional facilities or other facilities, before we shutter these facilities, we should really have a plan on what we're going to do with the property. And I will continue to push for that, because no matter what agency it is, in particular we're talking about corrections, and I don't want to put all the blame on them, but we need to have a plan in place, because without it, these buildings just sit vacant. Thankfully, we've been able to provide heat to it for the past 3 or 4 winters, and the buildings are still in relatively good shape, but there should be a plan put in place when these facilities shutter to make sure we know what the next steps are.
Democrat D. Billy Jones represents New York's 115th Assembly District, which includes Clinton, Franklin, and part of St. Lawrence counties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.